he had loaned money to a family, and they felt after so many years they couldn't pay the loan back, which is a very small amount of money. And he tried to encourage them to stay on and pay what they could, but they gave up. So the house was vacant for a number of years until my mother and dad moved back. You asked why I became, or how, in regards to nursing. We still lived in Owego, New York, and I was not about 5 years old, and my tonsils out. You didn't go to a hospital them days. They came to your home and did it. They told how to set it up. Yeah, they took a table and put in a room and fixed up. That was your operating room. And a nurse came with the doctor. And that was my first impression of what a nurse could do. So from then on, I used to practice on my dolls, the nurse. And I still had nursing in mind for years. Even when I came back to Pennsylvania, my mother wanted me to be a teacher, follow her footsteps. Couldn't see it. I still wanted to be a nurse. I only had 2 years of high school when I went in training. Many nurses today will say, how could you do it? Went on 2 years or 1 year of high school. I went in 1924. That was after the shortage of World War nurses. We had World War I, and many of these nurses were taken to the veterans' hospitals, made shortage other hospitals and other fields. So they would take us in on 1 year of nursing. I was accepted to a school in Philadelphia, and my mother said that was too far from home, about 150 miles. But while I was going to high school, I went out to the hospital, found out what the requirements were, and what I needed.